Waterloo Region's Associate Medical of Health provided some COVID-19 vaccination statistics during Friday's community update. According to Dr. Rabia Bana, the risk of getting COVID-19 across Ontario is 8 times higher for individuals that are not vaccinated, compared to those who are. In Waterloo Region, 71.9% of local COVID-19 cases since May 1 were in unvaccinated individuals, 25.2% were partially vaccinated or not yet fully protected by their vaccine, and 2.9% were fully vaccinated, or what's called, breakthrough cases. For hospitalization since May 1, 71.5% were not vaccinated, 24.4% were partially vaccinated or not yet fully protected, while 4.1% were in fully vaccinated individuals. Broken down further, 71% of local ICU admissions since May 1 have been unvaccinated individuals, 27.1% were partially vaccinated or not yet fully protected, and Dr. Bana said 1% were fully vaccinated. As for COVID-related deaths, Dr. Bana said 83.9% since May 1 have been unvaccinated or not yet protected by their vaccine. 5 deaths were among fully vaccinated individuals, and 4 were associated with long-term care and retirement home outbreaks. We continue to remain at risk for a resurgence of Delta, which is why we still need more people to get vaccinated, said Dr. Bana. We need to aim for a 90% or greater rate of vaccination coverage for both first and second doses. Dr. Bana added, the highest vaccination rates possible are required to keep our schools and communities safe this fall, including for those who are not yet eligible for vaccination. We need everyone to help prevent a fourth wave. As for local COVID-19 trends, Dr. Bana said our case rates are slightly higher than they were a week ago. Our 7-day rolling average is 2.9 cases per 100,000, versus 2.6 last week. However, as of Thursday, Waterloo Region's case rate sat at approximately 20 cases per 100 Kelvin's population. Dr. Bana said that's down from approximately 40 cases in the beginning of July.